Done. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on this Wednesday morning in the Little Apple. Brady Bowman with you, 947 in the morning, and I am here with Flint Hills Area Builder Association Executive Officer Brad Hartenstein and the President of the Association, Matt Carlson. Welcome, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we got the home show coming up. Big time of year for you guys. First off, just talk about maybe your excitement for the home show and give us the metadata, if you will, on the when and where.
Yeah, so I'll start. The home show, it's this weekend, 3rd and 4th, open to the public, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 11 to 4. For FABA, it's our biggest event. We have over 180 booths, businesses this year, and we generally see about 2,500 to 3,000 people through the door. So we're hoping to get those numbers up. So come out. It's going to be a great weekend. Come see us. We got a ton of awesome booths. You know, the show's coming together. It's looking great. People are working hard getting everything set up over the next few days. So if you got some time, come out, see us. You know, it's just wonderful time, family, friends. You know, if you got a project in mind, you don't have another place where you get all these people under one roof. So, Brad, you got anything else you can probably add?
No, I mean, we've got anything from home innovations to mortgages to design concepts and remodeling as well. So there's all kinds of things for everybody. And the Garden Show actually kind of joined us over the past few years. Riley County Extension agent Greg Eystone brought that to us, and Master Gardeners will be there along with landscape companies as well.
I think we got Greg coming up on In Focus here pretty soon. I think Friday, but I'll double check on that. But I think we have him for Friday. And this year's show is the largest ever in the Flint Hills area. What's made it so big this year compared to last?
We've been continuing to grow since 2013. In 2013, we had about 120, 125 booths, and we're over 180 basically inside and out now. And it's just been excitement. I think our community has grown in a different way, and we've focused on where we're going for safety aspects, affordable housing, and taking care of our community and where we're going in the future.
And what is, when we're talking about home shows, you know, people, we hear about home shows a lot, but what really is a home show? If people are walking in, what are they really expecting to see, and why would they be there?
I mean, Brad hit on it. It's a collection. We got everything from, you know, bankers, builders, suppliers. If you're looking to do any type of project, or if you have anything that's involved with a home, I mean, it's under there. We're a remodeler, Fox Home Innovations. We're there. There's a roofers, you name it. It's just one kind of like going to the mall, but for projects. You know, Custom Wood Products is there. Their cabinet company, Vanguard, Midland Exteriors, a couple of our other big sponsors that we have. So really, just if you're looking at doing something, come out. It gives you an opportunity to talk with a lot of times with representatives from the company, feel them out more than just looking at a website or calling the company. It gives you a personal touch. Some companies have giveaways and different things like that, but really it's just a better way to get informed about a project without having to do a bunch of reading or watch a TV or something. So.
Right. There's 113 companies that are going to be all under one roof to look at this weekend.
That's a lot of companies. A lot of companies. Brady Bowman here with Flint Hills Builders Association Executive Officer Brad Hartenstein, who you just heard speak just a second ago, and President Matt Carlson. And I understand there's opportunities for giveaways and prizes. I'm seeing like Amazon Echo and a Google Home device, which that makes sense. It makes sense for a home show.
Sure.
And also a drawing and let's see, computer show with a punch card. These punch cards, is that for the giveaway and drawings?
There are 15 different booths that you can walk around to and visit with them, and you have them sign the punch card, and that gets you eligible to win the Amazon Echo or the Google Home device.
Another thing about this home show, you said started in 2013, is that?
Actually, this is our 41st year of having a home show. It's got a lot of history
way
here.
Way back.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it's been exciting over the past 10 years with the growth and kind of boom in home construction that we've seen, not just in the Manhattan area, but especially in Pottawatomie County. I'm sure that is very helpful with things like this.
Yeah, we've seen quite a transition in our show. I've served on the committee with Brad for about 5 years, helping to build it. You know, our committee and Brad especially works super, super hard to make this show just a beautiful event. We constantly are getting feedbacks from vendors, people that are involved, and actually people who put on other shows from across the state to say, you know, this may not be the biggest show, but it's probably one of the more well put on shows. You know, we work every year. We start planning for this September, October, and constantly are trying to figure out ways to be better organized, better ways to advertise, to give benefits to the vendors as well as the consumers coming through the door. So we put a lot of work into it, both Brad, myself, and then the committee. I can't commend them enough, as well as also the volunteers that come out and help out during the weekend. You know, we understand it's usually this weekend, kind of feast or famine. You're either getting the bad weather or it's just getting nice. And so, you know, to come out and look at the show for your own house to do something or just to come volunteer, I mean, we're super appreciative of all the people that can help.
So. And the weather does look okay this weekend. Not
yep,
too bad.
So far. So come it's out
always,
and see us.
Always good weather inside at 70 degrees.
That's also true. That's also true. Here with Brad Hardstein and Matt Carlson talking about the Flint Hills Home Show that's coming up March 3rd and 4th at the National Guard Armory in Manhattan. And gentlemen, what's just some of the trends, being involved with the home show for a while, for a number of years, what's some of the trends that you're seeing as far as home building, design, landscape? Are you noticing some kind of new things as the years went on?
Come out and see. I mean, there's just a ton of things, and each company brings their own respective expertise to the show. The home innovation and automation is something that is going to be forthcoming. We're working together with a group to bring in a certified aging-in-place specialist program. People in Manhattan are starting to look at homes a little bit more, someplace where they're going to live and grow and stay for a longer time. So you're starting to look at automation for that. You're looking at access points to do that. And not even for the person that's living there, for people that come to visit. You're starting to look at wider doorways. You're looking at wider hallways, bigger bathrooms, access to kitchens, information automation and the Amazon Echo and controls. There's just a ton of different things. Kitchen and bathrooms are always a great thing, and the Fox Home Innovations does a great job of putting a remodel together for that. And there'll be other people there that do that as well.
Yeah, from like a technology example, kind of throw out there, Ready Systems, they'll be there. They've been a big proponent, and actually they have partnered with us as well as WTC to provide free Wi-Fi open to the public. That's one of the new things that we did this year for the show. Doesn't seem like a big deal, but, you know, it's a little addition. You know, everywhere you go anymore, Wi-Fi is like just kind of assumed it's going to be there. And to have it for a big event like this to try and get something coordinated has been a challenge. So to have that's a big accomplishment for us this year. And to second with what you're talking about, trends and different things, that's one of the benefits of the home show is you get to come and talk with the professionals that do it every day. You know, if you come by and talk with, you know, Weddle, talk about a roof, they can tell you the trends and, you know, what's best to put on a roof or Ready Systems with your technology, how to automate a home, and just everybody that there, I mean, these are awesome professionals and just gives you that one-on-one. So if you have a specific question, they can really help drill down and answer it.
And home automation is such an amazing thing that we're seeing right now. It's really amazing what you can do and how you can automate your home with all sort of automated devices. You mentioned Google Echo and all sorts of stuff. I think back to and actually it's kind of an association with a caller comment. You just said the phrase Back to the Future, and it made me think about the Back to the Future movies. Back to the Future 2, you know, there's that home where Marty walks in, has like the thumb pad, and he's like speaking to everything, this kind of home of the future. And really, it's like that's kind of today in a lot of ways, the, you know, home of the future that we kind of fantasize about that's really possible today.
It's here.
Yeah, one of the things I always kind of joke about with our customers is, you know, anything's possible. Just takes a budget. But yeah, you're exactly right, Brady. It's amazing. You can have your house completely controlled by your phone if you want. It's not only from just a convenience standpoint, but also from an efficiency standpoint. One of the advances in all this technology also help us, you know, people be more budget conscious about how their house is operating. You know, there's so much more information that you can get and learn and put your money elsewhere when you invest it into the house.
So. And that is the other thing too. You can, when it comes to home efficiency, you can do it in ways now that you never could before.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's, you know, everyone thinks of technology as like a cell phone or, you know, your iPads, all the electronics, but, you know, specific industries constantly evolving and learning. So new building products, more efficient building products, there's all sorts of things out there. And like I said, that's what's awesome. If you have certain questions about one little project, come out, talk to these people. I mean, they can help you out.
I think the biggest thing that if I were to walk into home show that I would look to immediately is to get somebody to help me out with speakers throughout all the house, wherever I want, and for me to be able to go in each room with my phone and just like select this room's speakers and play a song. I'm sure that's possible.
Right? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Go talk with Ready Systems. They'll hook you up.
They know. And you'll have all those people there how to deal with the phone apps, mm-hmm. all that sort of stuff.
Security, information technology, and it's a living part of our world anymore. Is we walk from room to room, and we expect our Bluetooth to pick up and play the music in a certain room at what we want, and it will follow you from room to room. And your heating controls, you can make it where it turns your heat and cooling on and off from your phone. You can change that. So if you're on vacation, you're headed home, you turn your heat up and it's nice and warm when you walk in.
And that is really cool to think about, that you can be, you know, 1,000 miles away from your home and you can kind of help monitor your home from your phone, no matter where you're at. It's really crazy what we can do now.
Yeah, it'll boggle your mind if you really stop and think about it. But
so this home show, it really does have everything for everybody. If you're a big tech guy and interested in mobile apps for your phone, that's there. If you're interested in landscaping, that's there. The actual just physical building structure, that's there. It's all there.
From design to automation to mortgage companies, we've got it all.
There you go. Well, thanks so much, excuse me, gentlemen, for coming in and talking about the home show with us. Again, Plain Hills Area Builders Association Executive Officer Brad Hartenstein and President Matt Carlson. You guys have a good rest of your day. Again, that home show March 3rd and 4th at the National Guard Armory in Manhattan this weekend. Miss any of this edition of In Focus? Check out newsradiokman.com. A little bit later today, we'll have this whole show on demand. Just click on the On Demand tab, and you can get caught up today, yesterday, as long as we've been archiving them. Thanks for listening.
You got food out there too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's food.
Yeah.
Very key.
You have to make sure that you cover all the bases.
Got to do it.
Tomorrow, Marty Vanier will be in to talk about NBAP. We'll get an update there. And also, General Perry Wiggins will be here to talk about some military things from the Governor's Military Council. It's 10 a.m. Good morning.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm